RAI, I believe it was, it's KO4HKX. KO4HKX.
Standing by.
City Mobile. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, nice little drive through the countryside and then, you know, off to work.
Clear that. Sitting here at the house waiting for my knee surgery Thursday.
What you getting done? Knee replacement? Let's see. I guess that means you're going to be stuck. Well, maybe stuck at home for field day, huh?
Planning right now. I'm planning on just being around the house.
I turned off for fast. He almost ran into me.
They're not watching.
We're moving, too, because he had backed up Highway 11.
For you is to be careful out there. You gotta drive very defensively anymore.
You won't let me put forklifts on the front or a machine gun or, you know, rubber bullets. Otherwise I could fight really offensively.
Yeah, they kind of frown upon that stuff.
You know, it'd be great for some AI-controlled forklift on the front. You just get somebody going real slow in front of you. Deploy them, pick them up, move them over, because inevitably they're going slow in the left lane. And, you know, pass them and have the forklifts drop them and catch back up to you. That would be ideal. But I don't see that happening. Too many people would freak out.
Driving is a interesting thing anymore, that's for sure.
When I moved back to South Carolina, I picked a place that was out in the countryside, and oh my gosh, there's nothing but traffic now. It's amazing what, you know, gosh, how long have I been here? 15 years or so? Will do.
Amazing what the last 15 years has done up here where I'm at. I live in a small town, or what I used to consider a small town. It's definitely growing now. Outside of Bavard.
Yeah, you know, the last time I went up that direction, that, man, it's like, you know, oh my goodness, where'd all this traffic come from?
You think the infrastructure down there won't handle it? You ought to try it up here. It's crazy during the summertime.
Guys, I would imagine, because it's more mountainous than it is down here.
I won't say it's worse. It's different. People coming in from out of state, they've never dealt with these curvy country narrow roads with high drop-offs, and they get in there and they run in there like they normally would drive, and it scares them, and then they panic. And, you can just imagine what happens from there.
It's funny, we used to say every time we went up to Lake Caesar's Head or something, it's like, see a Florida plate in front of us, go, oh no, the Flatlanders are here. And then, you know, just have to put up the road at very, very, very slow speeds, like 25 under going up Caesar's Head. And it's like, oh my gosh, please just pull off somewhere.
Drive 276 much at all anymore. I usually just go ahead and come around and go down to 25. It's longer, but it's just a better ride.
I prefer the true back roads when I'm just out puttering around, you know, no real destination, and I'm going for a drive. I'm being, you know, just for the scenery. Now, if I'm in a hurry, I'll go 25.
A lot of times I'll go down 178. About the worst you got to worry about over there is a bicycle here and there. There's not as much traffic that way. And you can come into Rosman, and then you can come into Bavard on 64. So if you want to do that, that's a better route.
That route a few times, but yeah, usually it's only when I'm going the Bavard direction. But you got to remember, I'm almost on the Greenville-Spartanburg County line, so usually that's a bit further to go. To get onto it, because you got to go, you know, all the way down 11 to pick it up.
That would be a long drive for you, that's for sure. 276 would definitely be closer. You just got to deal with all the I'm trying to think of a politically correct way to say it, but I just can't think of anything. The non-drivers.
We slow or return it, but return is no longer a nice term, apparently. Although, we still use it, in, you know, because you return the phase of a signal. Oh, well.
Quite a bit with what I am, my field of expertise. You retard the timing, and so it just depends on what you're doing.
You watch what you're saying there, guys. I'm retarded, and I've been retarded 10 or 15 years. I retired, I guess it is.
CTD Mabel. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. I've been enjoying your conversation, and I agree with 1,000% of it. Well, I got mushrooms coming up all over the front yard out there. They go away as soon as it gets hot, though. Well, Bernice is fixing breakfast, and I got to run downstairs and get some pickles, but I just wanted to say hi, Patrick, and hi, Wyatt. And I hope you all have a good and a safe day. This is N0TR.
Hear you this morning, and I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good time, and I look forward to talking to you on down the log. And enjoy the pickles, or whatever Miss Bernice has got cooking for you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Okay, 4-H kick.
We're wanting to put them in the icebox for later on for something. I don't know what. But the kids are coming over to help us work on the chicken house, so I got to get to going here, guys. But talk to you later, N0TR.
Hey, catch you later, Tom. Have a good day. Tell Bernice we said hi.
Where are you heading today to work?
Listen, we're making progress on our renovation, and I need to get an eyes-on status update. We're actually moving along pretty good. We missed our first quote-unquote deadline. That wasn't really a deadline. That was the end of last month. But hopefully we're still on schedule for no later than, well, our current actual deadline is the Friday before Father's Day weekend. So we still got a week left, I think.
Take it. I hope you don't have to extend that deadline. I know how aggravating that can be sometimes.
Probably going to have to extend the deadline because we don't have sheetrock in there yet. The electrician is still working, and I know we've got to have at least, you know, two inspections before Sheetrock or Duke can get in.
You may have to extend that deadline in. Hopefully not too long. Get everybody together.
Deadline is the end of this month. We would really like it to have it done before Father's Day, but if we can get to, you know, having Sheetrock guys show up, you know, the Monday after Father's Day, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be good. Then you don't have a whole lot left. You're set out on your plumbing and your final on your electrical, you know, going through and putting all your covers on and switches and that kind of thing. Not too bad then. You can usually get that done fairly quick, unless it's really big something.
And, you know, my electrician's been complaining. He's apparently never done electrical work in the cinder block location before. So no cinder block homes in his repertoire. He's like, I got to cut holes everywhere. And I'm like, dude, Sheetrocker's the last guy. You know, as long as you get all your holes cut before the Sheetrocker dude comes in, we're okay. Because, you know, if he needs to put up a hole 4x8 sheet, so be it. But after he puts that up, don't you dare cut a hole in that thing.
Yeah. Cinder block is different. I used to do plumbing with my uncle when I was just got out of high school, and it's a little different doing plumbing and electrical in there on that, that's for sure.
It's cinder block on, let's see here, 1.5 sides, vertical on one side, and then just a sheetrock wall on the crawl space side, which is where everything comes in. So we actually had to build in a knee wall just to get the plumbing in the electrical. So, and he's like, yeah, kind of need a, you know, maybe a 2x2 wall to run all the electrical for the rest of the cinder block side of the house. And it's like, okay, well, build it. What do I care? It's going to have a sheet, piece of sheetrock over it.
Guys will probably like you for that because it'll make their job a little easier than trying to attach sheetrock to a cinder block wall.
And frankly, I don't know how you would even attach sheetrock to a cinder block wall unless you just put glue straight onto the cinder block, which I think is what they did originally when they built the house, and that has not turned out to work very well.
You'd have to build a stud wall of some kind. That's all there is to it. Whether it be 2x2 or 2x4, you're going to have some kind of stud wall to attach it to make it last anyway. I mean, you can glue it up there, but that won't last long because the cinder blocks are going to draw moisture to it and the glue won't hold.
What has happened? However, whatever glue they used before, when they built it back in the 60s or thereabouts, that has significantly held. And the demo guys were like, we can't get this stuff off the wall. It just will not come off the wall.
They probably use a different chemical makeup than what we do nowadays.
I'm now on a section of 11 that has a lot of bicyclists on it, and you know how they don't know how to ride down the road or not stay in the road.
Well, Wyatt, I'm going to jump off here and get back to what I was doing. Trying to keep moving. I've got limited time to get everything done that I need done here in the next week or so. But good to hear you. You be safe out there, and hopefully everything goes good for you and get your CO here by the end of the month, at least. Man, good to talk to you today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, well, you take care, and, the knee surgery, and do what the doctors tell you to. Dang it, too many people fail their knee replacements for not doing the exercises that they're supposed to do. But we'll catch you later, probably before then. You have a good day. Catch you for CTD Mobile.